Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Susanna Constantine, and this is my Wardrobe Malfunction, a podcast about the power of clothes. Because you know what? They do have power. The power to make us feel all sorts of emotions, often at the same time. For those of you who have joined us before, hi again. For those of you coming to us new, I'm sorry, but what the hell kept you? The good news, though, is that this is our 40th episode, so you've got 39 spectacular guests to catch up on. Well, actually 38. Why 38? Because for this episode, I'm joined for the second time by you-know-who. Yes, her. The one with the ridiculous name. The one who is still, after all these years, my dearest, most treasured friend in the world. It's only bloody Trini. Before we begin, I doubt you're listening to this with young children, but if you are, you might want to think again, not just because of my horrendous swearing, but because Trini and I talk about Father Christmas in a way that might not please him or his elves, and certainly not your children. So, without further ado, let's grab the handles, open my wardrobe doors, and find out what's inside. Hello, and welcome to my wardrobe malfunction. And today I am delighted to let you know this is a Christmas special with my beloved and dearest heart, Trini. How are you, darling one?
I'm well, darling. I'm feeling very envious that you have the tree behind you with a big ball in that old-fashioned lovely way. Mine's downstairs, so I just got the sequin in the background.
Well, you are a bauble, as always, in your sequins. You are a Christmas bauble, and I should shove the top of my tree up your arse. Actually, Elton John is up there at the moment. But you'd be the perfect fairy.
So he should be. I know, I just like, I do keep doing things where I put on evening outfits, and I just think I've got nowhere to go, so I'll just wear it with trainers, you know.
Are you seriously doing that?
Yeah, I see, like today, tomorrow I'm going to wear this because I did a closet confession. But this is something I got from Rosetta Getty, just fab. Sorry, you can't see anything.
But that's so expensive. Let me guess how much that cost, about £3,000?
Don't want to know. Less than I thought it was. But the worst thing was it was in the sale with other things I got at Harvey Nichols. And then he said, oh, this one is new season. You know that criminally horrible moment.
But you've lost weight, my darling.
I haven't. It's really deceptive. I haven't. Because you know what? I've got this, like, you know when you're having that moment of the sort of...
No, but you really do. You have lost weight around your arse.
Maybe around my arse.
You have, definitely. It's perty and perchy and peachy again.
I think it's this outfit, actually. It's reflecting back. But whatever. I'm very comfortable with my body. You know.
So if you're wearing that on what day of the week it is, on a regular Thursday, what are you going to be wearing?
This might be Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Okay.
This could be Christmas Day, because it's kind of that thing where you want to be a bit glam, but there's room for the Christmas lunch and the mince pies and the Quality Street, and then later on the turkey sandwiches with some cranberry. You know,
my favourite.
Better than Christmas dinner, isn't it?
You what?
Better than Christmas dinner, those chicken and turkey sandwiches. The turkey and cranberry, sorry.
Yeah. Chris, I have to say, Christmas lunch, I think, would be my last meal on death row. I love it so much.
Do you really?
I love it. And it's the one time that I can drink alcohol now in the brandy butter, so I literally take a huge, great big tub and pour it down my throat.
Very convincing, yes.
But when you say you're going to wear it on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, that's very unlike you to wear the same outfit.
It was one or the other. It depends what I'm doing, because at the moment I don't know what I'm doing. So usually on Christmas Eve, we do a really lovely lunch and we play games and there's like 30 people. So that's So then I did do a game. Have you ever done it's called the Hidden City?
Oh, tell me.
Online game. Ooh, and we played it yesterday. It's so good, okay? And we had 83 people from Trinity London playing this game. So we're all on Zoom together and we're told that we're going to play this sort of murder mystery game. You think, oh, murder mystery. Ugh. And then we go into breakout rooms. And then I was with five people I didn't speak to so much in the business because you've had so many new people start. So the whole purpose was be with people you don't know that well. I knew one or two really well. And then we give our phone numbers. So then suddenly we all get texts from Detective Kyla. Hi, are you there? Are you on the case with me? I need you to go and look at this file online. I need to check this guy out on Facebook. So then one of us has a screen share. We go onto Facebook. We find this guy on Facebook. And she sends a text saying, I need to break into his house and you need to deactivate the alarm. So you've got to find out his alarm system, what his passcode is, everything. I'm thinking,
that's amazing.
How are we going to do it? And there the journey begins. And she's on the ground being the detective through London. And we're doing things for her to go and so she can then ultimately arrest somebody. But it was so thrilling. And my team was so smart. I was like the stupid one in the room. You know how competitive I am. It was tragic. But Afric, who's a data scientist, was like pulling. It was like, you know, when you see, I don't know if you've ever seen the show, really good show of the man who lost his daughter. And the whole show is online nearly. And he's looking at her old Facebook and then he's looking at things. And it's, he's trying to.
Oh, God, you have to remember what that is because I need to watch that. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good, really good
show. Yeah. So true crime.
No, it's a film. It's a very, very good film. I will find you the name soon.
Oh, it's a film. Yeah, please.
But the whole thing takes place on the computer. And it's that feeling when you're doing this game because, you know, you're looking at a map and then you're looking at somebody's alarm and then you go on to Google and you find the alarm company's on Google and then she says, call the alarm company. And I'm thinking, who's going to pick up? And they've actually, this company has put a fake alarm company on Google so that you can find the number and call. It's really...
No. How long does it take?
Well, one of our team did in 38 minutes, but they have penalties. It took us an hour and 7 minutes. And it took my COO, Mark's team, oh, thank God, an hour and 37 minutes.
Okay. That sounds bloody brilliant. I've written that down. So that's going to be our... So we just got to get... Yeah, so we get all our family from in Australia, in Denmark, from all over the world, and we all play it together. That is such a good idea, Christmas Day. I'm going to email them all. So my darling, you wake up and when do you open your presents on Christmas? Do you do your stocking in the morning and then main presents after Christmas lunch or...
Well, usually
when you do it.
It's so weird because everything's so different this year that it's the first time, darling, I'm thinking, what am I going to do sitting here talking to you, you know? And normally with Lila, we would do Christmas Eve. We'd have had that lunch and it goes on till 10 o'clock at night. So then we'd all go to bed. Then I would wake up and do her stocking.
She doesn't believe in Father Christmas.
No, but the thing is, she really spun that out for a few years. And I used to do, you know the extremes I went to. So when she was probably about, Jack was about 8 and she was about 5, or he was about 7, her cousin, were in Spain. And he's beginning to tell her, I don't know if Father Christmas exists. So then they're looking out on Christmas Eve and we sort of do that thing of ignoring them. So then they want your attention. Mm. And, you know, suddenly they say, come and look by the window, come and look by the window. And it's dark. And we say, stop it. We're having a drink, you know, leave us alone. And they're like even more insistent. So we go to the window and we see this slither of red go past the rose garden. Slither of red. So Lila goes, did you see that? And I go, there was nothing there. There was something there. No, there was nothing there. And Jack goes, I want to go and have a look. And I go, really, we can't. So Mark and I, my brother, you know, we go out and we walk out. And I go, as we're walking down the path, I go, the only way we'll know if it's Father Christmas is if there's something left behind. But I doubt there, you know, I don't believe anything. Mm. So we go past a bush and they stop and they go, look at that. And I go, what? And it's some wrapping paper and there's two bits there. So they pick it up and I go, okay, they're wearing their pajamas. Let's fold it up. Let's look at the shape, fold it up. And if you find a present tomorrow and it's got a little tear in it, that's the only way you're going to know if he even exists. But I don't.
So smart.
So then, you know, the next morning they race down to in front of the fireplace and there's this kind of little scooter thing and it's covered in wrapping paper and there is the bit missing and Lila's like, God.
That is so brilliant. The best one we did was when we went on the boat with Katie and Serge.
Yeah.
And which we'd done a few Christmases. Very, very spoilt to have been able to do
so
that.
So very hot that. Weather.
Very hot. So it's like, how the hell, and to me it doesn't really, you know, Christmas in a hot climate is not the same. It's got to be cold and you've got to be at home. But anyway, that sounds very spoiled and ungrateful, but we had an amazing time.
I agree with you.
So I was thinking, what the hell can we do? So what I said to them, Joe, I think, didn't really believe. I think Joe was in it, but Esme and Cece did believe. And so what we did, I said, look, they kept saying, how is Father Christmas going to find us? And Katie and I were like, well, you know, he'll find us. I tell you what we'll do. We'll put a runway of lights on deck. So he did this runway of light, so it'd be like a plane landing on the deck. And he said, you know, he might not be able to get into the boat because he's quite fat, so he might leave them somewhere else. Anyway, so we dusted the deck with icing sugar and put footprints on them and stomped all over the deck. And then the next morning they woke up and no stockings, none. They had no stockings. But there was a note saying, to each of them saying, dear Cece, Esme or Joe, you have to go and find your presents. I had to leave them under the sea. And we early that morning, Steen and I got up and we dived down and we hid all their presents under rocks and in plastic bags so they didn't get waterlogged. So they had to dive and it was like a treasure hunt for them.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is a production.
I mean, that is like better than The Hidden City, let's face it.
Yeah, that is actually... You totally jumped me on that, my darling.
But,
we miss these things. And I think, like, you know, it will be Lila and I, and then we'll wake up on Christmas morning and we'll do stockings. I don't know. I think I'm going to, you know, be with my sister. That's our bubble. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a quieter day. It's a much quieter day. So the thing of doing things far away is quite nice. But it also reminds you you're not together. It's a weird one.
Yeah, it is a weird one. And I'm kind of torn. I don't know whether to go completely over the top, which I think I'm inclined to do, to go completely over the top with... I mean, we've done a bit of decoration.
What's over the top for you?
Well, like, you know, with table decoration, everything just laden with decoration and crackers and music and also to dress up. I never dress up because I'm always doing the fucking cooking.
Yeah.
But I think I will. I think I might wear everything. I might get full on jewelry, a ball gown. I think I might just do that and tell everyone that they have to come in black tie. In the daytime.
That's a good idea, yeah. Brilliant idea, darling. Do it.
Yeah, and also, it's going to be hard for you with your not being here. It's going to be difficult. But and then, Marky, your brother's
in Australia.
Australia,
and I will, you know what, talking about mums, because we can talk about mums.
Yeah.
You know, I was with you, we were working together, when you lost your mum.
Yeah.
And I think that times like this, you think of things, because my mum... as you know, was in, an Alzheimer's kind of, you know, because she had a small amount of vascular dementia. But at Christmas is when, you know, my mum was on her best. She was at her best because she would be, you know, wearing the mad hat. You know, she'd forgotten that she never had smoked in her life. So, you know, she was off.
Yeah, I remember when she would light up a cigarette.
A cigarette, you know, thinking it was terribly... You know, and she kind of could be the life soul of the party, my mother, even though she was, you know, in the last few years, very much not able physically to be the woman she had been before. You know, she'd always come up to Christmas Eve lunch. So I think I'll kind of, you know, we will be aware of that. And because it's so many, so fewer, I think we will. But I also just think slightly, then it will be finished Christmas and then we can think, and then what is the new year going to bring for us? Because I do want to look towards... it's going to be a better year than last year.
It can only be a better year than last year.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's interesting New Year. I was kind of let it slip by, really, New Year. And I don't know if you feel the same, but I feel the New Year starts in September with the school year. So it's when all the kids either they leave their school or they move up a year or they go on to university. For me, that's the New Year. But actually, I think for the first time, January the 1st, 2021 is actually going to be most significant, the most significant New Year. Certainly in my lifetime, because it's been so terrible.
You know, the weird thing in life, Suze, I think is how quickly we can get used to things. You know, and I just, what I do think is I've got very used to how life is today, and I don't want to be so used to it that that's what life is. But because I got so quickly used to it, it hasn't been the worst year for me. It's been a very different year. It hasn't been the worst year, because a lot of interesting things have happened and I've learned quite a lot about stuff myself, you know, so it's been a progressive year under the most unusual situation in our lives.
Yeah.
And also there's been a lot of terrible things happening around us.
I mean, that's sort of what I mean. I mean, I feel that so distant from it here, really living in the countryside, and you know, our lives haven't really changed that much because we're very antisocial. We live in the middle of nowhere, and I'm still doing all the things that we were doing, working from home. You know, for you it's different, you're running a business with loads of people, so it hasn't changed that much. But for the majority of the people, you know, people out there, it's been a fucking nightmare. And that's what I pray that, you know, we all pray that it's going to get better for them. And then also with, you know, my mother-in-law, Prue, for her it's been so hard not being able to see everybody. And, you know, but it's like she's hasn't got years and years left. And this time is so precious for her to see her grandchildren and spend time with them. And that I feel desperately sad for her, you know, in that way. But hey, we can, you know, we've got to be positive. We've got to stay positive. We've got to have the best Christmas we possibly can. What are you giving Charles, by the way? He won't listen to this.
It doesn't matter because he hates gifts. So
you know why? Because he is a power person. Do you remember that book I wrote years ago?
I know, but it's, you know what? It's even, it was such a good book, that, by the way. You should bring that book back out.
Yeah.
It was inspired. Let me just sell in that book. But it was like, what I've always wanted,
just what I've always wanted, but it's not in print anymore.
It's not in print, okay.
But I'm bringing it back on my website. I'm bringing it back on that.
But it was a genius way that you worked out with Pia?
With Pia Morocco, yes. Yes.
How you decided what people would like. But going back to the Big C, he just doesn't like to receive gifts because he just doesn't. He doesn't believe in, not the frivolity of gifting, but just doesn't care for it. It's the only way I can describe it. I'm not going to go into psychological detail. Just doesn't care for it. His daughter Phoebe, Lila, and myself, on the other hand, love gifting. So I love giving presents. Like, I kind of chose, you know, we have 82 people in the business. So
bloody hell, Trump.
Always like to give them a gift. And we have about 70 women. And, you know, no, we have 100 people in the business, but probably we have about 85%, 90% of women. So it's very difficult to buy a gift. And we did a few things, like we did a bingo night with Selfridges vouchers and a few fun things around Christmas. But I had found in the last few years this amazing faux fur company with gilets that I got for a really, really inexpensive amount. And I gave them all to the girls and they all had different colours over the years. And it was quite a fun thing.
What's the company called? Let's give them a shout out.
Yeah, but I just don't know if you can get them.
Okay.
It's called B-Girl. It might be around next year. I had bought the first one in Phoenix for £89, but I got them for £25. I'm saying really quietly because I don't want anyone from my team to know how little I spent. But anyway, I got them for... But the thing is, this year there was like 80 women to get it for, or 70 women. So anyway, I got them all a Zara bag.
Oh my God. That's so predictable. They're just, they're going to look at it and roll their eyes.
And then this is the worst thing, is that I went on and I looked at the 100 Zara bags on the 100 bags on the Zara website. And I thought, I want to get the bag that is like five classic bags that really represent a bag that you don't know where it's from. You know, when you've made those moments, I said, Suze, have you spent money on a bag? Yeah. And you go, it's Zara. You know, that's a classic moment we all love. So yeah. I found this huge silver bag, which I loved. I found a chainmail bag. And then I found a sort of bag that was like a Prada bag. I mean, really good bags. I could show you now, darling. But anyway, I don't know where they are. And then we had to decide. Then there was this whole, which character suits which bag? You know, so that took forever. And then we handed them out. Like today we handed them out and then we'll send the rest.
Oh, darling.
It was kind of like, I love the joy of giving.
Yeah, same. Same.
More than receiving.
More than receiving, although I do love receiving, but I never get my hopes up ever. Weirdly, the person who gives the best presents is Joe, my 22-year-old.
Does he really?
Yeah.
God, that's so good. So you didn't learn from the joy of your husband.
No, my husband. Do you remember the worst present I ever got from Steen? Do you remember just after I'd had Esme, was a set. Okay, you just think. Think about this, ladies, and the few men that listen to this. You've just had a baby, you're still carrying the weight, and your husband, for your birthday, gives you a set of weighing scales to put in the bathroom. The worst present I've ever been given.
I think it was the lowest point in your marriage. I just have to say, there's elements of it, because I remember afterwards, I think Steen realised how much he'd screwed up, because then... He did. I
there
always
was
get,
no backpedaling.
Like on the 20th, on the 20th of December, I get a call from you, from Tashi's husband. There's like four men who call me and they go, Trini.
Yeah, what shall I get?
Shall I get? You know, and I've occasionally had to. I think, I don't know if I've...
No, you always had to. Steen always called you. He always, always calls you. Always.
I know he did, but you know what he'd do is I'd say this, this and this. And he'll go, great, as her main presence. And I said, no, Steenie, that's for her stocking. And you'd be like, no! Don't do this to me, Trini. And I was like, you know what? She works bloody hard. And and she deserves a little pampering, you know, of it. A little pampering.
Well, we'll see what. But, I mean, normally their presence that Steen gives me now, their presence that he would like himself, which is fine. That's absolutely fine.
I've done an ad. Which I did, and I was in two minds for doing it. So I want you to see what you think. I'm going to show you now.
Okay.
This is the ad. So this ad is going out on Christmas Day and a few days after Christmas. Okay, and I'm going to do it how I actually did it.
Okay. Where's it going?
It's going to go all over Facebook ads, okay?
Yeah, so show me the ad that you're, so, is no, going out all over. So
this is how it's going to look. Is Christmas sometimes... somewhat of a disappointment. Do you sometimes find that you go into the loo and you think, does anyone really know me or know what I love? Does my husband really care? Well, if you feel you've been somewhat let down, go and treat yourself. Go and give yourself the present that you deserve. Go and build your stag at Trini London.
Oh my God, that is too cheesy for words, but it's brilliant.
But I just, it is that, you know, there are...
But it's spot on. It is spot on. That's what happens. You know, so often we get, our expectations are not met.
I know. And it seems so self-indulgent, but I think that it's just that women, anyone, you know, at some stage, apart from Charles, kind of love it when somebody gives them a little gift. I think it's just nice. Anyway, we've enough of gifting, darling. Enough of gifting.
One thing I want to ask you. So if you were going to go to, you're feeling a bit shit and you're going out, is there something that you reach for to make you feel better about yourself, clothing-wise? So like your birthday suit.
My birthday suit as in naked?
No, not naked. Something that's just what we call it. Some a item of clothing that makes you feel fantastic.
Okay.
Whatever the weather. It's going to be sequins, for sure. Or it's going to be yellow.
But it's probably this, which is my tinfoil coat.
Which is your tinfoil coat. Okay, you are going to be put in the oven on Christmas Day.
To be cooked and basted. But this is, I got an ensemble sale for £100 from Osman.
So nice.
It's really nice and it can shovel into anything. And it just, when I travel, I wear this and it's like the jet lag goes away because it's got a nice, you know, it's
that
not draining.
No, it's beautiful. Very good. So Trim, what would be your favourite Christmas outfit?
Favourite Christmas outfit would be, let me get it. Would be that.
Okay, is that Temple-y?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Beautiful colour for you. I'm going to get you the Christmas outfit that I always wear. Okay?
Sure.
1 second, caller. Hang on.
Okay. I'm holding on. Shall I tell you something about Susanna while she's not in the room? All right. So I'm just trying to think something really rude that she can then we can find in the edit, George, you know? Just got to think of something quickly.
A worst Christmas outfit?
There's been a few. I mean, there was a moment, we've discussed this before, George, when she got pregnant and Eric Beautibau took her shopping and said, oh, this is the way, honey, you got to dress when you're pregnant. Susanna came back and she had become a tent. She was wearing A-line linen to the ground. Like, anyway, it was a moment. I just, if I remembered it to her now, she would go.
Okay, this is my Christmas outfit.
Oh, darling.
The apron. I am the scullery maid, the cook. That's me.
You are.
And I know what Cece very sweetly is going to... She said to me, all that's missing, Mum, is the hairnet. We need to get you a hairnet to wear. So that's what I'll be wearing on Christmas Day, but over a gorgeous gown.
Can't we just get you like a sequin apron?
Apron. That's a very good idea.
Then you could just wear your jeans and a jumper and that would be your dressing.
Yeah, that would be fine. Like a little pinafore, a little sequin pinafore.
Oh, darling. The thing is, you do enjoy, as much as
I love it.
You do enjoy that thing that you are the centre of the household.
Yeah. Yeah, I love cooking Christmas lunch and love the whole thing. It's bliss.
And everything is down to you and see the satisfaction on your son's face and your husband's face with the greed of their inhalation of your Christmas dinner.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, darling. Well, listen. Happy Christmas, my darling.
Happy Christmas, my love. Giving you a virtual hug.
Okay. Yes, me too, too. I love you, you, you. Oh, Trintron. Thanks for joining me, my darling. We could have gone on for hours, and next time maybe we will. Right. That's nearly it. But before we go, do remember our pajama party. The place where you tell me about your clothing calamities. Find it on our website at mywardmail.com and email any stories to help@mywardmail.com. Please follow us on the usual socials at mywardmail, and if you have a moment, do rate and review us too. Finally, thanks to our cheery house band Duo. Find and buy their new album at duoguitarmusic.com or at Duo Guitar Music on their socials. Thanks again to my darling Trini, and of course, thanks to you for listening. We wish you a merry and safe Christmas and a happy and, well, normal New Year. Catch up soon. Until then, my wardrobe is officially closed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.